What's up, my babies? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're going to be talking about Descendants 2, Star Wars 8, and Beauty and the Beast. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Yay! Yay! I just want to point out that I love starting it with my babies. Because they always give me a look like, what? Did he just say babies? Yeah, I said babies.
I'm really upset. I feel like Pasta would be offended by you calling everybody your babies.
No. She's my little pastita.
Yeah, it's a little offensive,
pastita.
Actually.
My little pastita. She's
getting so big.
She's getting so big, and she's getting so smart. That's my dog, for those of you who have never seen this show before and wonder why we're talking about pasta like
pasta movie news.
It's pasta movie news. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm back. I'm not sick, but everybody else in the world is, apparently. But I'm glad to be alive, and my name is Leo Camacho, and you can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie everywhere. Thank you guys for hanging out, and make sure you follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter so that you can be up to date on all the different shows that they have, and make sure you subscribe to them on YouTube so that you can watch all the shows that you just found out about on Twitter. But I'm not alone. Never. I can never be in the electrical parade as the only float. I have these two lovely, incandescent, beautiful, radiant young ladies with us.
Tell them who you are. Incandescent. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's a beautiful word. Hi, guys. I'm Keaton Markey, and I'm so happy to be back. I was very sick last week. I'm Keaton Markey, and you can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. That's about all that's up with me.
That's what's new.
And that's what's new on Keaton Movie News.
Thank you for tuning in.
Next.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and I also just got over a cold.
We just broke down our colds play by play.
You were telling me
how I was sick.
Yeah, it's relatable. And you guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
That is correct. And make sure you definitely do that because she posts some spicy stuff. And what's your blog? What's your blog about?
Oh, my blog is catslipstickla.com.
Yeah, plug it away.
Also read that.
I like her. I like her articles, guys. We got a lot of stuff today. It's a lot of preview stuff. We got a lot of stuff that's coming
out.
A lot of teases. Yeah. Ooh. We're going to get into the world of teasing. And the first one is actually...
Leo, you're such a tease.
I am such a tease. And so are my Descendants. Speaking of that, Descendants 2 is coming out. And we've got a little sneaky peeky. And I haven't seen this yet, so here we go.
New hair.
Oh, they've gotten so much more fabulous.
He looks the same.
He's a ninja now. That's good.
And he likes dogs now.
Oh, he does. Dude, she got bangs for days.
She's got bangs.
I think
he learned parkour.
The one with the green hair, it's more like flowing now.
Oh, it's live?
What?
What said live?
Oh my god, it's pasta.
Pasta! No, it literally said live.
No. No.
Wait, is Davy Jones
maybe
the
it
villain?
Said...
Keaton, it said long live evil.
Keaton, you gotta look at the big picture, Keaton. Keaton's like, Descendants on Broadway? Which,
no,
by the way, would probably...
No, because what's her name? She did Hairspray Live. And so I had seen that before, so I don't know why.
Original movie, but long the first
live?
Time ever. Live.
Live on Broadway.
That would be very impressive if they could do that movie live.
I would. You know what? It's funny. I haven't actually. This is for the
I'm
second
surprised
movie,
Disney
by
Channel
the way.
Hasn't done something like that yet, though. With all the major networks doing it, like doing a live musical thing on their channel.
They'll get there.
I know.
They'll get there. You mean like they did with Grease? Like that kind of thing?
In Hairspray.
In Hairspray?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the new feature in this movie is that she's got bangs. That's the highlight.
Maybe your new hair.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see the first one. I started to watch it and I kind of lost interest. But Sarah loves it.
I didn't love it, but I was entertained by it. It was kind of on the TV and I just started watching it and then I watched the whole thing and I was okay.
I could see that.
It seemed fun. Yeah. I love Dove. Dove Cameron, yeah.
I think the parents are the best part of the movie.
Yes, I was like the cast is phenomenal. It was mine.
Oh, was yours?
Okay. It's always me, guys. Always. No.
Yeah, no, I thought that was great. And then she was. Wasn't she one that they were talking about? Like, hopefully she got the Little Mermaid. Isn't that one?
Well, Dove Cameron also was in the Hairspray Live that just aired.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was. She played. Why can't I think of her name? Von Tussle, Amber Von Tussle.
Oh, okay. I feel like she's in everything
now. Stop.
Like,
I went from not knowing
who she was, and then after Descendants, I realized she was in every movie I've ever seen, apparently.
Okay, maybe not that many. Super embarrassing, but her show's on Netflix. She's so cute, but like her show on the Disney Channel show, what is that one called? About the twins.
That's the one
what is it? I know the name. It's the two girls' names. That's gonna bug me. But I binge watched it on Netflix, and I thought it was the cutest. thing I've ever seen. I thought she was adorable, and then I like stalked her interviews, and she has a great voice. I love Dove Cameron.
That's how I felt about, like, because I'm a little older than you. And
relevant,
just a little, but that's what I felt like with like Suite Life of Zack and Cody and Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh,
like,
by the way,
well, yeah, same.
Have you seen the new Archie show, Riverdale?
No,
the guy from Suite Life and Zack and Cody's in it. Like Zack or Cody? I don't remember which one.
Dylan and Cole.
Dylan or Cole?
I don't remember which one.
I mean, maybe they're just still taking places.
I need you to pull through for me on this one.
I want swapping. Do you know what I want? I want a Parent Trap. With dudes.
Oh my god.
Yes! Why haven't they done that yet? I feel like
Dylan and Cole Sprouse
would have been perfect for it, even though there are bad pictures of them online.
Oh, dear me.
There's bad pictures of who online?
Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
The Suite Life, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I haven't seen the bad pictures.
They are not kids anymore.
Unfortunately, we don't know much about Descendants 2 yet, though. All we know is that they like to fling swords, parkour over barrels, cut their bangs, and jump in fire. That's pretty cool. It's cool.
And they
apparently
sing.
It's cool. And they sing. Well, we knew that. Carlos's hair looks more white than before, too. Is that a thing?
I think all of their hair has gotten...
They all got a makeover?
Yeah, well,
they
because...
All got, they all got
so,
tyrant.
You know, I think
America's
his hair...
Next top model.
No, I think his hair used to be white and black.
It was white
because
and black.
He had a little bit of evil in him and a little bit of good.
I think he was black with white bangs or something.
Yeah, but now it's all white because he's good now.
Oh.
See what they did there? And the bangs mean she's good.
Is that what that is?
They're not bad girl bangs.
Because Zooey Deschanel never plays a villain. That's why.
Hashtag bad girl bangs.
They might be bad girl bangs. Maybe that she might be
just
bad. Maybe she's actually bad.
That's what I say when I see someone. I'm like,
bad girl bangs.
That girl got BGBs. So yeah, Descendants 2. More Disney bounding for our enjoyment, basically. Because it was Disney bound the movie. I don't know if you guys knew that. That was the subtitle. It was Descendants, Disney bound the movie.
Mm. Yeah. Did you guys get royalties for that?
I don't want to talk about it. Listen, I'm under NDA for that. But moving forward, actually, this is not a preview. Zootopia and Moana are nominated for Best Animated Movie at the Oscars.
Make way,
that's
make
exciting.
Way. Moana, it's time you do.
You're up for an Oscar, boo.
Is all you need.
Which one?
What? Oh, Zootopia is going to win, hands down.
Mm.
I think Zootopia as well.
I liked Moana better, but I think Zootopia won.
I liked Zootopia better, unpopular opinion.
No.
Well, you've never seen Star Wars.
We're 3 for 3.
She has seen
We're going to get to that at the end of the show.
Actually.
That felt good to say. 2017 for Nick.
You ruined my surprise. You guys, I was going to save it till the end. I was going to let her.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Don't worry. We'll still talk about it because I want to.
We're
going to
get there. No, that's not an unpopular opinion because I too think that Zootopia is the better movie and I too hope that Zootopia wins. But let's discuss why.
No, this is what I say.
Okay.
I agree with you. I love having the stylus because I can point at you and it doesn't seem like it's offensive.
It's not threatening because it's a rubber tip.
It's a rubber tip.
I will gently press your skin.
No, okay. I agree with you. Zootopia is the better movie all around, but I enjoyed Moana better because I like musicals. And I love Lin-Manuel.
What about Shakira?
And you know how much I hate that song. No.
Okay. So even though that's the wrong one.
I know. I don't ever want to have the other.
So even though it was a musical and you enjoyed the movie better, you still think that Zootopia? You like?
No. I enjoy, but I still think Zootopia. Yes, because
you think it's a better movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a better movie.
I agree.
I can look at movies objectively, but then I also know what I like more.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
Yeah,
it's a personal
experience.
Yeah.
I can separate that. Yeah.
Yes, I completely understand it. It's like me and Steven Seagal movies.
Like when Moana ended, I could have watched it again and again. Like I could have watched it again. Like right there when Zootopia ended, I kind of wanted to process all of it.
Digest it a little bit.
Yeah.
I saw both of them twice in the theaters, and I think the second round, I'm gonna say I enjoyed. Oh, that's tough. I'm trying to think of like the round two processing. I think I enjoyed Zootopia more.
I mean, I've seen Zootopia more than I've seen Moana. I think I've listened to the Moana soundtrack.
Well, that's
so
a
many
that's
times.
A different story. That's a different story.
Yeah, the music was great in Moana. But.
I think like the lull in the middle of Moana makes it sort of like a hard movie to watch again. Where I think feel like Zootopia, once you get the message, and you're like, oh, I want to watch it again with that sort of tonality in mind, knowing that there's that subtext in the movie.
But it's just not as shiny.
No. Let's not talk about soundtrack, because that Moana soundtrack, though. I'm obsessed. I listen to it all the time.
Yeah, but you knew that How Far Will I Go would get nominated for the Oscar.
I love this song, you guys.
As long as I can remember.
So I guess we know who listens to the soundtrack a bit more than some people.
Those are my sound effects.
I could be the perfect someone in the chat.
Monet Pink says that she's seen Moana five times.
Oh my god! See, it's great. Wait, I want to know in the chat because this is fun. Which movie did you like better? Did you like Zootopia better, or did you like Moana better?
Zootopia.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I feel like story wise, it's far more original than Moana.
Oh, Roger's in the chat.
Yeah, Roger's hanging out. Roger's base shout out. To my boy,
Sarah.
Sarah's in the chat, being sick from home with pastita.
Give pasta. Give my little niece pasta. Hug for me.
Moana's, you know, it's another princess story. I don't feel like the story is as original as it is trying to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's making an attempt to go outside that circle, but it still follows a formulaic sort of value. And then I feel like Zootopia was not only a more original story. I mean, yeah, you can argue it's just a buddy cop comedy, but I feel like the story within it is original, the way that it's told original with the animals. And I just feel like to make that large of a statement in a Disney movie about social sort of values and, oh, God, just it's a far heavier film, a far more impactful film. And I feel like overall it's the best message.
Completely agree with you. When I saw the previews for Zootopia, I was not interested. I'm going to be honest. But 0%. One night, I don't think they did a great job with the previews.
So what made you go see it then? That's super interesting.
I was home.
Marketing?
Marketing was
bad.
That's what I'm saying. The marketing was really bad.
It was so bad. And that's why I think it is popular, but I think it would have been even more popular if they marketed better.
Can you believe a movie with that bad of marketing by Disney is being nominated for best
picture? Because it's so good. People are talking about it. That's why. I think that's amazing.
Do you know what's really weird, though, and I was talking to my roommate about this, is the fact that is this like the first time ever Pixar has released a movie that wasn't nominated for an Academy Award?
Ooh.
Oh.
Finding Dory.
I don't know.
I think this might be
the first year ever.
Yeah.
And Good Dinosaur.
Good Dinosaur, yeah, I was going to say.
Well, no, but they released two movies last year, and one of them did get nominated and the other one didn't.
Oh, which like none one? Of their movies got nominated.
Inside Out got nominated last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then Inside Out won, I think. Right. Right. So, but this is, I think, the first year Pixar has released a movie, and Disney nominated twice for animated movies. Mm-hmm. And Pixar not nominated at all.
Wow.
Pull out your dukes and fight it out. But they can't because Disney won this year.
Roger's saying that La La Land is better than all of them.
I agree. Actually,
chill out. Totally disagree. Said that so quickly.
La
La Land. I agree.
No, but I really, if you guys are fans of animated movies out there and you guys want to, I highly recommend go see Kubo and the Two Strings.
That's a great movie.
It is it's a visually stunning movie. Mm-hmm, it's amazing because it's stop motion. There is some animation in there as well. Try to see. Don't research it and try to figure out what parts are animation and which parts, computer animation and which parts are just stop motion. Majority of it's stop motion. But Laika Studios, they do great work. And it's a bummer. It's such a hard category this year within the animated features that because Laika has
like
won
you wish like Kubo wouldn't have fallen between two like monster movies.
Yeah,
there's no way it's gonna win.
But if Laika, I mean, if Kubo and the Two Strings,
if
Kubo and the Two Strings would have come out last year, I have a feeling it probably would have given Inside Out a pretty big run.
I probably would have beaten Inside Out.
I think it would have.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. Yes.
Oh, no, I'm reading Sarah's comment. Would La La Land be as popular if the leads weren't white, Here's my question. Would it have been as popular if the leads weren't Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone?
That was Zootopia topical, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? It really is the combination of those actors.
That's why I saw it. And then
you know? Like, would Singin' in the Rain be as big if it wasn't Gene Kelly?
R.I.P. Debbie Reynolds.
These are questions.
These are real questions.
Do we have answers to them?
Real questions. I will say, though, that that's a really good point about La La Land. I would hope that... I think the reason La La Land works so well, and I know this is not Oscar-nominated movie news. But
no, that's okay.
I think the reason La La Land works really well is that it's a very, I think it's a strong story that's very relatable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen it yet.
And I also think
I know.
That I think you could have given it to no-name actors. I think it would have been a little bit harder for it to catch up, to get gain speed and momentum and like get those box office. But I think you could have given it. I honestly didn't think Ryan and Emma necessary to make that movie as charming as it was. I thought the music was phenomenal. I thought the color choices.
Roger makes a good point. He says, in fact, it would have been a better movie if it had better singers.
Okay, I completely agree with that. I thought the singing was a bit weak. I know that the whole, one of the big parts about this movie is all of the singing was done live, like they didn't pre-record it, which I just found
out.
But
do you
I disagree. I think that if they had two other actors that were less known, I don't think it would have been as popular.
Someone just said, how dare you, Leo?
I hate you! No!
Well, La La Land isn't a Disney movie, so I'm trying to get you back on
track. I hate this
Someone
song
just said,
so
how dare I? Gene Kelly was king. That was my point, that if you have a great actor in a film, the film is more likely to succeed. Would it have been as famous without Gene Kelly?
Because I think any movie that wins Best Picture or any movie that wins any of these, any Oscar, it's a combination. You have to get that perfect. It's like when you're cooking or baking. You have to have that perfect combination of ingredients, that hits at the right time.
Yes.
That all of that has to work together.
There's a formula for the perfect amount of ingredients in Hollywood. Do you know what the name of that formula is?
No.
Ryan Gosling.
No.
That's true.
I really wish it would have been a multiracial couple. I think that would have been even more realistic in Los Angeles than...
More than likely. I feel like that's why people come here, right? I like how you're gradually making the music
You're like,
louder.
Get back to Disney.
Anyways, Disney movie news going back. Who knows? We're going to wait and see at the Oscars. But place your bets now.
Zootopia, for sure.
Zootopia's going to win, for sure.
For Zootopia here. I want to know on social media, though. I want you guys to hit us all up. I want you to share your predictions with us. I want to see where your heads are at. I want to see what you feel in your heart.
Ooh, I think Sarah brings up a good point. Uh-oh. Okay, guys, but how far will I go win?
What's it against?
It is against two songs from La La Land.
Okay.
And a bunch of other things I don't care about and I don't know.
Yeah.
It will not win, then. If it's against anything, Sarah, La La Land is very popular now.
It's also up against Justin Timberlake's song from Trolls, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, my gosh.
So, which is an amazing song.
Everyone loves that song.
Sarah, I don't know what that
Sarah
song
recently
is.
Got into an argument online with someone about like which movie will win this category, and they were saying like, "Oh, La La Land's music is better," and she was like, "Well, I don't know. I mean, this is a really great song by Lin-Manuel Miranda," and they were saying, "Yeah, but you have to see the movie to understand the context of the song." She goes, "Well, then doesn't that defeat the purpose of the song?
Yeah.
If it's only good contextually within the movie that it's from, is it a better movie than a song that stands alone without the film?"
I'm just excited that we're gonna get a performance of that song.
Of which one?
How far we're gonna get? We're gonna get a performance. Yeah, we're gonna. No, I think we're gonna have the voice of Moana sing it.
Oh,
okay.
I really like Alessia Cara.
I think her version is really good too.
Caballo.
I think Ali will sing it, and I hope she sings it, and
me too.
It's gonna be great.
Because
that girl
it.
Is she's a rock star.
She's on another level.
When I first heard the Alessia Cara version, like I didn't even know it was from the movie Moana. And I realized I didn't even listen to the lyrics because it literally is talking about like I haven't been the perfect daughter, and then talking about like an island. And once you actually listen to the words, you're like,
why is this on the radio, bro?
This is not relatable. It didn't click. Until,
it's funny how that, like, once you see the movie, you're like,
song.
I understand.
Yeah. Then you're like, this
the island
perfect.
Is my condo. I've got the perfect daughter, which means my grades are bad in school.
Daddy, I'm 16. We need that button so
Daddy,
bad.
I'm 16.
But Daddy, I'm 16.
You're not my real dad. Changing it up.
Oh,
Star
yes.
Wars.
Wait, time out. Pixar was nominated. I have to give a shout out to.
Yeah.
I think it was somebody before
Piper.
Allison Scott. Piper was the animated short that was before Finding Dory. It was adorable. One of my favorite animated
shorts. Adorable.
One of my favorite animated shorts. I thought it was so beautiful visually. I thought they had some new animation techniques in there. So I think that one will definitely win animated shorts. So yes, Pixar did not get completely snubbed this year.
I second that. I really enjoyed Piper as well.
Yeah, and Borrowed Time, but it's against Borrowed Time.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not going to win. Borrowed Time is going to crush.
But it's two guys from Pixar from did Pixar, Borrowed
but
Time.
It's not Pixar. It's not Pixar. So Pixar is like, oh! well, maybe we can win this award. And then like two guys quit and they're like, no, it's mine.
We're going to take it because we're going to make an adult and animated
gonna,
film.
You know what they're going to say when they win that award? They're going to say all those awards in previous years went to Pixar, but you guys were just on Borrowed Time.
Then
they're
going
to drop, drop the mic. They're going to drop the Oscar. They're going to drop the bass. They're going to walk out.
Slap of the bass.
Slap of the bass. Moving on to Star Wars.
Oh, The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi is the new title for Episode 8.
Bum, bum, bum.
And I am under internet law to tell you guys that Jedi is also plural, in case 75 people on your Facebook haven't already told you. Oh. That is the most common thing after they're saying it. They're like, everyone's coming up with theories, but remember, Jedi is plural, so it could be two.
Yep.
It could be Luke and Rey. I'm like, it could be none of them. We don't know what it means. We have no concept of what it means.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Can
Wait, here's my. We're gonna do theory by theory by theory. All three of us are gonna have our theories because now you can finally jump in.
I know. I'm included.
Girl.
I know.
You're like, I know. I'm a Star Wars.
When did you do this? When you were sick?
No, actually, me and another host at AfterBuzz, Amber, haven't seen any of the movies. Well, hadn't seen any of the movies, so we got together. We had a few movie nights. We actually recorded all of our reactions. Yeah. We have reaction videos on Amber Plaster's YouTube channel. It's just Amber Plaster, and we have all of our reactions to all of the films. Yes, I did see Rogue One as well.
Did you really?
Bam, mic drop. Sorry.
She just won the award for best animated short.
She's like, I'll never watch another one again, but I did watch all the previous ones.
You watched episode 8. No.
I really, 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 really enjoyed The Force Awakens the most. I know. Probably whatever. But I liked it a lot.
What did you think of the prequels?
We're
going to get this at the end of the show.
Okay,
we're going to get to this
we'll
at the end of the show. Because I really want to dive into this.
I do too.
I'm dying
I'm
to talk
so
about it.
I'm so dying.
But here's my theory. And this could be out of left field. I don't know. I predict that The Last Jedi is actually Luke Skywalker because I don't feel that Rey will actually become a Jedi. I think she will drift to the dark side. And Luke is the last Jedi.
And then dies. This is my theory.
Okay.
First of all, when Star Wars Instagram...
Star Wars Instagram, Last Jedi.
Star Wars Instagrammed the thing everybody has seen, yeah. Star Wars Last Jedi, the title card, whatever. Star Wars Instagrammed that, and they're like, the next chapter in the Skywalker saga. Okay. I think this proves the theory, and I hate to say it, I honestly just, this Rey's a Skywalker.
See,
she's
I think it's the last chapter
Skywalker.
In the Skywalker. Yeah, no. It's the last chapter in the Skywalker saga because it's the last Skywalker, which is Luke Skywalker.
No.
It's the last chapter.
They're not
going to
kill Luke until the third one. They're not
going
to kill him until the third one.
Episode 9 is still a chapter.
Does Kylo not count in anybody's opinion?
Oh, I guess he is a Skywalker.
What?
Yeah, he is.
Because his grandma, his mom.
Kylo Ren?
Yeah, because his mom is Princess Leia. And she's Leia
Skywalker.
Tight.
I knew that.
So, Last Jedi, what do you think? Why do you think?
Okay, I think that Luke is going to die in this episode. And that's why I think that they made the title red. I think they switched it up because we're going to lose, like, an OG.
I think that's an homage to Empire Strikes Back, that the middle of the trilogy goes bad. Empire Strikes Back, when everything goes to hell before they fix it in Return of the Jedi. It's like The Force Awakens is Star Wars A New Hope. And then now this is The Last Jedi when things are not looking good.
You guys,
good.
But
they haven't done that before.
Yeah, well, Empire Strikes, it was like, you know, it's like the story arc. It's like,
do you know what? This is what I think. Can I tell you what I, this is a crazy theory. I just thought of it. Okay. This is what's going to happen. Luke's not going to die this episode, unfortunately.
He will not die.
No, I said, unfortunately, General Leia is going to die.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah.
And I think that is, we will lose a Skywalker episode, and but I don't think it will be Luke. I think they can't kill off.
We got three Skywalkers.
We had Han, Leia, and Luke, the original OGs. We lost Han in the first one. I think we'll lose Leia lose Luke in the last one.
What if it's like this is the last Skywalker chapter because all the Skywalkers die in this movie, Leia and Luke?
No, I don't think I don't think they kill Leia and Luke in this one.
That's
it's
heavy.
It's like Skywalker saga. Forever.
That's heavy.
Well, but see, if they do kill Luke, then I think we know that Rey is a Skywalker.
I totally think she is a Skywalker.
Yeah, I think she's absolutely a Skywalker.
I want to pay attention to the chat, but you guys are all so active. I don't know what you're saying. Here, start over. Everybody tell me what you're thinking right now.
Rey, Ken, Obi, boys.
Sorry, we're getting... Ray Kenobi boys.
Ray Kenobi boys.
Ray Kenobi, Ray Kenobi boys.
I think she could be a Kenobi, but I don't think. No, it's a Skywalker.
I don't think
saga.
She's going to be a Kenobi. I think that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Who did he hook up with? Why is she Kenobi? What relevance does it have? Why is she so important as a Kenobi? The Kenobis, yes, Obi-Wan Kenobi's been in every movie.
Yeah, yes, Roger agrees with me.
You think there's going to be a Han Solo funeral scene?
No. Ooh. They kind of have their silent grieving in the
Yeah, and movie. Han is, his body is gone.
You want to know what Han's funeral was?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was the Spoiler. Only time, in my opinion, that Chewie was ever helpful.
Let's see.
Unpopular.
We still got to see if Luke is evil.
You need to watch the Christmas special.
That's one thing they're saying. No. The Star Wars title is Red and The Last Jedi because Luke is actually going to be evil. He's going to be dark side. I don't think so. Luke, I feel, is the embodiment.
Then you're
going to
be wearing the Princess Leia slave costume.
Oh, yeah, which, by the way...
We don't know. We don't know yet.
We'll see about that.
We'll find out this December.
We'll see about that.
December 27th.
Oh, my God. What is Sarah saying? What is she even talking about? Sarah's talking? Hey, Leo. What, Sarah? You can't just say, hey, Leo, and then leave me hanging. What's up?
I know, guys. I'm sorry. I don't like Chewbacca.
I can't do it. And then he, like, hits things. Can I tell you?
Sarah. Guys, stop telling me to notice Sarah in the chat. What do you want, Sarah? Tell me. Sarah, for those of you who watch this episode for the very first time, normally sits right here, but she's not here. And she's not. She's just saying LOL. She's not even saying words. Okay.
Wait.
Look, the theory that Luke Skywalker is evil. Come on, isn't that ridiculous?
Maybe we find out he's not a Jedi. He's actually a Sith now. No, and then the last Jedi is Rey.
No, he's not a Sith.
I think Rey will be the last Jedi.
That's fair.
That's
the Occam's Razor. That's the most obvious solution that she is the last Jedi. Right.
I mean, yeah.
If you're right,
but there's
going
to be more to the story.
You guys,
I hope.
Jedi is plural.
Yeah, just so you know. Sarah's impression of Chewbacca is the best. It sounds like this.
I think they're totally going to kill off all the OGs.
She's speaking whale.
They're going to kill what?
All the OGs off. For sure.
Yeah, they got to.
100%. Because Rey is going to be like the birth of.
No,
are they going into the past this? Because they want to release new Star Wars movies every year for how many movies do they have lined up?
Well, I think there's two more after this one for sure lined up, and it's a Han Solo film, and then maybe Obi-Wan.
Well, and then what about, that he's in the Han Solo one. What's his face?
The guy? Yeah. The famous guy? I know who you're talking about. We talked about last week.
I'm blanking.
The actor guy that was, yeah.
I know
we
too,
all know
I
who
care.
We're talking about.
The one
about,
that won the Golden Globe.
Yeah.
Glover,
Danny Glover.
That guy.
No,
not Danny
Glover. Yeah.
Donald Glover. Childish Gambino.
Okay. People like, I have no idea what's happening. We're talking about Star Wars in a very broken cadence. Guys, tweet at us. Let us know what you think. But I'm going to disagree with everything anyway. So, moving on.
Wait, what did Sarah say?
Roger said
yes, Sarah, yes.
Rey is going to be evil?
Yeah,
yes.
Duh. Of course.
That's what I'm saying. She's not going to be a Jedi. And Luke
and
is not
gonna
a Sith.
And she's going to kill Leia.
Because Luke is a Jedi because he's like, I'm a Jedi, like my father before me. And he's proud of being a Jedi and not being Vader. I don't think he would ever go dark side. He's the one who restored balance, sort of. Maybe Grey. He will never
Rey
go Sith.
Rey is a reincarnation of Anakin Skywalker. And so she is a Sith.
Anyways, we'll see what's up.
That's a theory. That's
moving on to something a little lighter. Batba, Beauty and the Beast. We're getting the greatest singer in the world. Celine Dion will be singing a song.
That's the way it is.
She was actually the one who sang the radio version of the Beauty and the Beast song, Beauty and the Beast.
What is that? For a second, Lou, I thought that was just a smile.
And some running
around. Yeah, that's all.
Unexpectedly.
Just a little bit.
Can we make a video?
People Bryson.
Oh my God. Can we please?
But for real, how cool is it that they're bringing Celine Dion back? And by the way, she's not singing Beauty and the Beast this time. That one goes to Ariana Grande and what's the other dude? What's his name?
John Legend.
John Legend. He's a legend.
Also in La La Land. Sorry, not to go back to that.
And she will be singing a new song specifically for this movie written by Alan Menken.
And also will be singing the Beauty and the Beast title track with John Legend. Yeah, they're singing...
Celine Dion?
No. Oh, no. Celine is singing the new one. I thought you were
singing
Ariana
song.
Grande.
Right,
like,
no. She's singing
no, she's
with John
not.
Legend.
I wonder how it's going to be. Then you're not going to be just
No, but we're
going to
get like a new song.
Like,
it's going to be like... No one drinks like a stone. You know, it's
or
be
it's
like,
gonna be like
whatever it is.
She's a smart girl. Because like Belle is, or Emma Watson is all about her being like
she's a smart guy.
I almost went like living in the city.
Oh, smart guy! What a great show! What a great show! The smart guy was. He's a smart guy. Oh lordy!
Oh,
that's
my
kind
goodness.
Of all we know. I think it is cool that they're bringing her back. We're gonna get a Celine Dion track. And you know, I wonder. Should what I wonder be? Though is will it be? Because it's gonna be played during the credits of the movie. But do you think, okay, radio play, let's talk about radio play. Do you think we're going to get Beauty and the Beast on the radio with Ariana, or do you think we're going to get Celine Dion song?
Ariana,
for
if
sure.
If we're being
for sure
honest, probably
I don't know. I honestly don't think either of them will be playing on the radio.
I think Ariana will. I think she's popular enough where people will care to play it just because it's Ariana.
Well, and it's Ariana.
And John Legend.
I was going to say, John Legend, I feel like, has more star power than Ariana Grande.
You think so? I don't know about that.
Oh, my God. John Legend is one... like multiple Oscars, multiple.
I mean, yeah, he's amazing.
So not Tony's.
Let me ask you: are you excited about that song? Are you excited about Ariana Grande and John Legend singing?
No
the
one
song?
Will ever beat my love, Celine.
Really?
No one, Celine. Not only Celine, but what's her name? The original voice of Mrs. Potts.
Angela Lansbury.
Like,
yeah, it's
kind of
hard to top two of the greatest singers of all time singing one of the greatest songs.
You can't top it.
The classic.
Good luck, Ariana and John.
But I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but I do believe that Be Our Guest is the superior song. I think it's better written. I think it's musically just more... You know what? Fine, I don't need this. Oh, boy.
No!
Someone in the chat...
Who are you?
...is saying that... Ariana Grande is not a good singer. I beg to differ, sir. I think that she is an amazing singer. Sarah is jumping to her defense. You may not like her style, but she is an incredible talent. There's no denying that. And she sings so well because the hair pulled back.
Ariana Grande gave me a pep talk in the bathroom one time, and she was so sweet to
me.
She
did not.
I swear to you. I was...
Wait a second.
Do you want to know the story?
Yes,
real quick?
Yes,
yeah, we want to know
the
story.
Okay, so I was covering the NBC upfronts for the fall season last fall, and was, like, freshening... Like, the whole event was over, was freshening up in the bath... Or went into the bathroom to freshen up before the shuttles took us to the after party. And I go in there, and Ariana is just in there with her manager, like... And I was just kind of... I was kind of like, what?
In the bathroom with you.
She was in the bathroom. Yeah.
And she was like, what are you doing in the bathroom? I'm pooping.
No, right now.
Like, I'm busy.
So I go in, and, like, immediately I was just like... Because I've never seen her in person. She's very tiny in person. I was just kind of like, oh, there's Ariana Grande. And I've never been a huge fan of her, to be honest, with the donut gate, you know, the licking of the donut. I was like, this girl is really immature, and I think she got famous too fast. But I was in there, and I was doing my makeup, and, like, I kind of was just like, oh, hi, and... a friend of mine did Scream Queens with her, so at one point I like, you know, I was like, oh, like, I turned around and like said something about that, and she was like really sweet about it, and you know, then I just was doing my makeup, and she was talking to her manager, and she was talking about going through a breakup and stuff, and at one point, and I had just gone through a breakup, and I was just, she was just like, oh, and I was like, oh girl, I completely feel you, and she's like, oh my God, did you just have a breakup too? And I was just like, yeah, and so she was just like, honey, you know, all go shopping, just go shopping, and it will all be okay. And just like started like talking to me about how to get over, and she was so sweet.
Go
and,
shopping,
like, and I didn't even like
Ariana,
send all your money.
Max out your credit card.
And
it's
all
gonna
I
heal
to
your
drive
yourself
if
into
I had your credit card,
debt,
I would love
if
to.
At all possible. Girl, trust me, I'm Ariana Grande.
No, I just have to say, I really appreciated how sweet she was. And it was I did not expect her to be that nice, and she
I
didn't have to talk to me.
Say something like, just talk to your friends.
Yeah,
she's
I thought
like,
she was gonna be like, you know what? Spend a day at the spa. I just want you to focus on yourself and just know that you're a beautiful human. And so she was like, superficiality is the way to go.
No, she's like, you're going to make
buy your way out of heartbreak.
Yeah. No, that's not how Ari said it.
Just keep digging.
She was much more sweeter about it, guys.
Pretend your credit card is a shovel and dig your way out. Just,
okay.
Just keep
swiping. You're ruining my moment with Ariana.
Oh, God. I know it was
Sorry,
a big...
Was
I know it was a grande moment in your life.
No, like, this is the thing. I
was waiting
dislike
for this.
Ariana Grande until
this
I had
philosophy.
That moment with her.
I was waiting for like a do or do not. There is no try.
Like, so, just go
imagine
shopping.
If Yoda would have
said
that to Luke.
Said to me, right?
Like, I'm trying my best to be a Jedi, Yoda. And he's just like,
go shopping.
Girl,
you guys.
Go shopping, you must.
It did change because it taught me don't judge a book by its cover.
What?
Like,
unless
don't
you can buy
it.
That book. Then buy the hell out of that book.
Oh, I have one more. Leo.
Can I buy that off of you? How much
oh
is
my
that?
God.
She would not. No, she said more than that. She said more than on that. It was really sweet. I just don't remember. It was a moment I had with Ari and me. You guys are just jealous.
Go
you
home
see me and Ariana
and buy,
moment alone.
Buy all my albums. They're going to help you.
I will not.
Oh, my God.
I will not buy your albums because I cannot understand what you are saying. Oh, diction, Lord. Ariana. Diction.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. That was a moment for me. I enjoyed that.
That made me laugh.
Honestly, it's good advice, guys. I've done it. H&M for life. New Guardians of the Galaxy breakout ride. We got some info on it, you guys.
Hi, Pixel Ray.
Essentially, now we kind of know what, I mean, not that we didn't before. We all sort of assumed. But we know a lot more about the ride. Obviously, the bottom layer where it used to be sort of the hotel lobby is a tour of the collector's collection. Mm. It's a little museum piece where you walk by all of the different glass exhibits, and they have the different aliens inside, the different species and relics. And the whole idea of the line portion of it is so that you have something to look at the entirety of the time that you're in the queue, and that you're so you're constantly distracted.
Like
so
Harry Potter, like Hogwarts. Like
Hogwarts.
Escape from Hogwarts.
Which, by the way, best line in the
best
world.
Best line ever. Like I hate like, having to rush there when there's not a line because I can't look at things.
It's the only ride that I prefer to wait
in
line.
Yeah, I'm like, damn it, there's no line. I at least want like a 30-minute line so I can look at more details and take fun pictures and stuff, but.
There we go. We got an image there so you guys can see it there. It looks pretty neat.
Cool.
And then the premise is that as you move through the line, you know, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until you're finally on the ride itself. The group you're with gets smaller. And the story here is that Rocket Raccoon has escaped, and now he's helping you escape. Like, he's trying to help you to help him break out. It's one of those situations.
Bradley Cooper is going to help me escape.
Yeah, in his awkward screaming voice. And then the ride itself will be random every single time in multiple ways. Apparently, it's going to be a variable sort of up and down. You're not going to really know how that's going to go. And then the story that happens while you're on the ride is going to change. I think you're going to see different aliens trying to escape as well with you. The guards are going to chase you. Different things are going to happen when you're on the
that's
ride.
Fine.
And the soundtrack of the ride is going to be different every time that you ride it. And it's going to be a different song from his awesome mix.
That's so,
so
cool!
So you're going to be, it's like Star Tours. You're going to be incentivized to go on it multiple times to enjoy the ride differently every single time that you ride it.
That's smart.
Which is super cool. What still remains is that it's going to be awkwardly fit within DCA. It doesn't quite fit in that land, but ultimately, who knows? Maybe they're going to turn it into Marvel Land, is the speculation. But for now, it is awkwardly placed. But I'm excited nonetheless. I think it's going to be a very cool ride. I don't think losing Tower is a bad thing because we still have it in Orlando. I know there's a lot of controversy, but personally, super excited. So,
sweet.
How do you guys feel?
No, that makes me excited. When is it supposed to open?
When is it supposed to open? That's a good question. I forgot. I will check.
It's either spring or summer of 2017.
2017. So this year.
Yeah, it's supposed to coincide with the release of the movie.
There you go. Perfect. Are you stoked about it, dude?
Yeah, I'm sad that we're losing the history of Twilight Zone as a piece of popular culture, but
for sure.
I think people...
Well, we're not. We have it in Orlando, though.
For how long, though? Sort of thing. And it did revert back to the regular ride cycle that California Adventure has.
True.
But, yeah, I think this is going to be a really cool experience, and all of the people who are sort of poo-pooing the fact that they're so quick to replace something
and also
going to love it.
I welcome change, too. Like, I'm one of those people that
Disneyland wants will never be completed.
Exactly. Yeah, I like when things are mixed up a little bit. What I don't like is the crowds that it's going to draw.
Disney California Adventure is so great because usually it's like...
It's like the dead park.
It's like the dead park. Yeah. And like you can just kind of grab a beer or wine and chill
out.
We
don't drink alcohol. It's Disney.
Disney.
They allow you to do it in the park.
Oh, then that's okay.
That's like how I like to wait in the line for Cars ride. I get a beer and then I go wait in line.
You drink and then drive?
Wow, that
How
just blew
you?
My mind,
How
and now,
dare
I,
you?
Now I'm never going to do that again.
You are fired.
That is terrible. That is a terrible thing that I've done on that ride.
Like, and
but
the only,
that's what like my friends and I do. We
the only recovery from that is, what did you think of Star Wars?
Okay.
Okay, guys, a little context. She finally watched all of the Star Wars movies.
I did.
All of them.
Honest opinion, though. Don't just like...
Oh, no, I'll give you my honest opinion.
Sure.
I hated 1, 2, and 3.
Yes!
I was, like, almost falling asleep during one.
Crazy
I thought it was
how
just
bad
stupid.
They are, right?
They're so bad.
I haven't rewatched them in so long.
That's because they're so bad.
I enjoyed 4, 5, and 6. 6 was my favorite.
So
did you watch it,
it
in chronological order, or did you watch
yeah,
it,
how did you watch
like...
Them?
Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, in, like, time, like actual, like real-time
yeah,
chronological
yeah, 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 yeah.
order. Got it.
And then we watched The Force Awakens, and then we watched Rogue One in theaters.
Oh, someone needs to be blocked in the chat? Okay.
I liked Rogue One. Yeah, it's if you can see that. So, yeah. So, I really like... The Force Awakens was my ultimate favorite. I think... But here's the other thing, is I haven't seen these movies more than once. And I tried to watch The Force Awakens, as we know, without any knowledge of Star Wars, without watching any of the other movies. And I, like, couldn't get into it.
So,
and
you
I was,
watched
like,
Force Awakens
funny.
A lot? Oh, no, you watched it first.
I watched Force... No, I watched it before Rogue One, but, like, last, second to last.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes, but I started to watch it. Remember that,
that
one time?
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, you like liked it.
No, I didn't like it. I was like, oh, it's whatever. Like, I couldn't get into it. And then once I watched 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, and 3, and then I watched it, I had way more appreciation.
Was it sort of like an
Yes.
Yeah.
So many moments. And, like, the relationships made sense. I did really enjoy 4, 5, and 6.
You think they stood the test of time?
What?
You think they stood the test of time, 4, 5, and 6?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah. Yeah. They hold
I will,
up well.
The only parts that I could not sell myself on in 4, 5, and 6 were when they were driving the spaceship and it would show the stars and, like, them moving. Those are the parts I couldn't get into. Because,
like,
I think,
like,
for its day, the special effects were, like,
tough
they're
brush,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty. I mean, they were fine. I could
practical
buy
effect.
A lot of it. Yeah, but the whole driving the ships and the stars, like, that, like, those scenes
that
I didn't like. I'm
when,
like,
when
can
it
you
showed
land?
Them in the cockpit? In the cockpit? In the cockpit?
Yeah.
Okay, not the ones where it's, like, the ships in space.
No, it's when the ships are in space.
No, but, like...
What do you mean?
When you see, the whole ship, or, like, only when they're...
Oh,
when,
no, when they're in it and
right.
looking at it.
Okay,
yeah.
Because it's, like, kind of wobbly and stuff.
Yeah, it's just, like, it just felt... That part felt fake, but I really enjoyed it. Now I get the Han Solo Princess Leia dynamic, which I didn't really understand before.
It makes a huge difference.
I really enjoyed their banter, and then you enjoy it even more when you're watching The Force Awakens,
the
and you, like, understand it, and you're not, like...
Do you know what? I'm excited. I feel like when Rogue One comes out, I think what I'm going to do...
It did.
No, it comes out on movie.
When it comes out as a movie.
When
it's
comes
no
out
longer
on,
an audiobook.
When it comes out on streaming on my
video
television.
On
yeah. Video, on demand, whatever. I want to watch Rogue One. I want to watch it in chronological order, like that. And I think that'll be so much fun.
I'm dying
fun.
To see A New Hope. I haven't seen it. I've seen Rogue One 3 times, and I
the
haven't
The second
gone.
I got home from my first time of watching Rogue One, I turned on Episode 4 immediately.
How was it?
Well, it fixes a lot of stuff that I had issues with Rogue
right?
One. It gives
That's
it
why I want to do that.
It gives it an ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I did not like about Rogue One that I know people will not agree with me on maybe is I found the CGI Tarkin very distracting, and I felt like it took away.
So that's a weird one because people are really split on it.
I didn't even know he was CGI.
Yeah.
We've talked
this
about
is,
this before.
So this
yeah,
is
we
the
talked
exact
about this when
weird,
you weren't here.
It's a weird thing.
I loved that they did Carrie Fisher at the end CGI.
Didn't
I thought that was
weird?
So cool. Here's the difference. Carrie was in it for two seconds.
Yeah.
They had this main character CGI the whole film.
See, I didn't,
and it wasn't an animated
that's
movie.
Crazy.
Like for me, every time he was on the screen,
I
couldn't pay attention to what they were talking about. I was like, oh my God,
so
like it looks real, but like something's
crazy.
Off. And like that's all I would pay attention to when he was on my screen. So I didn't like that aspect. Everything else was great. I thought they did a great job with the film. And I really liked how they transitioned it. I thought that was so cool
that's
how they transitioned it into A New Hope. And the CGI Carrie Fisher I thought was amazing. But that's only because it was for a very brief moment.
Yeah, it was
moment.
Kind of like a touch just for the fans.
Yeah, like a sweet moment that touched your heart. Tarkin was too much
See,
for
that's
me.
See, that's strange because like, he
was.
Didn't bother me whatsoever.
Me neither.
Yeah, like I did not dip into the Uncanny Valley. I bought it. It was good.
Yeah, I mean, it's one
no,
of the other.
It's
my
true.
Friend
it's
didn't
weird,
know that he was CGI either.
It's a
which
weird
I
Did you just know because like we told
you?
No.
His cheeks are a little waxy.
No, you. I watched him, like, he almost looks fake. And then it hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's CGI,
he is
isn't
fake,
he?
Yeah.
And then that's all I could pay attention to whenever
that's
he
insane.
Was on the screen.
That's super wild.
Yeah.
It's such a bizarre, it's interesting, it's bizarre how polarizing it is. How divided the fans are. They're like, I loved it, I hate it, I don't get it.
Yeah,
so.
wasn't a fan.
But the whole, as a whole overall, like, now just give me your total impressions on Star Wars here. Like, does it sort of encapsulate, like, does pop culture kind of, do you feel like Star Wars is a bigger presence now that you've actually seen the movies? Do you feel like it kind of makes sense why people are hyped on it? Do you think it's overhyped?
Yes, but also
nostalgic.
Because people probably, that's the thing, it's very nostalgic
yeah.
for people. Like, when you've seen it, I'm sure if you've even seen it more than once, it's like, it's bigger to you.
Yeah,
you know, for me, like, I've only seen these
it.
Movies one time. Exactly.
That's an interesting perspective because you're coming
like, people
in as
love,
an adult already, you know?
Yeah, when watching it as an adult, I mean, maybe this is just me. You guys growing up with Chewbacca, you're like, oh my God, this is great.
Sure.
Me watching him, I just think he complains all the time, and
he
I wish
is.
He would shut up.
He's
for
a whiny
time.
Baby.
He's for the
he
kids.
He's whiny. That's the problem. I'm not a kid, so I did not enjoy him. And every time he's on the screen, I'm like, please, Chewie,
you
stop.
Need,
you
know
need
he
a Chewbacca, you know, a Chewbacca mask to make you happy, or watch Chewbacca Mom.
Chewbacca Mom. You know what Chewbacca is? He's like, especially when you're a kid watching it, he's your golden retriever best friend that hangs out with you and goes on adventures with you in your backyard.
Yep. Yeah, but you know what the best part about the golden retriever best friend is? He doesn't bark all the freaking time. No. You know? It's not like there's a problem and the dog's like, ah! I can't even do it unless like my throat.
You should really watch the Christmas special.
No, no, I've heard nightmares about that. I will say this one thing. Okay, I'm like very excited for the next episode because I loved, and this is not me exactly, I really loved The Force Awakens when I watched it again. And
it's
Rey. And my favorite moment was this, I watched them all, but when she was trying to use the Force. And she was like, oh, what was she saying? Like, you will remove these, whatever, and unlock the door, remove the restraints and open the door. And then she kept saying it. I thought that moment was so badass. And then the whole scene with her and Kylo Ren, I thought was really cool. So I really, really, really liked The Force Awakens.
Did you know that stormtrooper that she says it to is Daniel Craig?
I was gonna say it.
What?
That stormtrooper that she says that to is Daniel Craig.
James Bond?
Yeah. How?
Because they were filming James Bond in like the studio right next door.
So he just like joined in? Yeah. I didn't know that.
So there you go. James Bond. But I'm glad you watched it. That really means a lot to me personally.
Yeah, it was many, many hours. We live streamed it. It was really hard to get through 1, 2, and 3 though.
And where can they watch this again?
Well, that's also...
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Go to youtube.com and then type in Amber Plaster, 2 words, and then just look up the Star Wars React videos. That's what they're all called is Star Wars React. We already have 3 of them up, but it's like our honest opinions of all the movies.
That's
so far we have 4, 5, and 6 reactions up.
Untainted opinion on Star Wars.
What do you think of Kylo as a villain?
The first time I was like, oh, he's like so annoying. And the second time I still found him a bit like to
he
be
is annoying.
A little
that's
bit
he's
annoying.
Supposed to be. He's like a brat.
He's like, yeah, he's like a little spoiled brat.
He's
like that's
I'm gonna
what
go
bugs me
about
him. But like now he's gonna finish his training,
like,
so
he's like emo. He's like emo Spider-Man in Spider-Man
emo
3.
He gets like so mad and he like his slow turn when he's angry is just like
well, he has to do his, like, little, like,
he's brooding.
Talk.
Yeah. He's brooding.
He's, yeah, I find him to be a bit... And he's, like, trying so hard to be Darth Vader. Like,
that's the whole point.
He's such a tryhard. He's such an
edgelord. I know, but it's like, we get it. How about be original? Jeez.
Oh, gosh. What an edgelord. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Let's give some shout-outs before we leave. Allison Scott, thank you for chiming in. Alyssa Wassum, Alyssa Wassum, you're the best. Heather T, Paris Santiago, all of you guys.
Heather,
Sarah
I tried
Snitch.
To do the Kylo talk.
What's the Kylo talk?
Because she kept saying, talk about Kylo, talk
super
about
Iron,
Kylo.
Super Iron Halo. Samantha, hello. That's how he kind of talks, right? Rogers Base, what's up, my boy? Who else we got in here? Samantha Ramirez. We've got Jason Solo.
Oh,
we've
Jason
got 1989
Solo.
Barker. You guys, you're all the best. I love all of you. Thank you for hanging out. Make
Thumbs
sure you follow
up.
Me on social media at Mr. Leo Zombie. It would be really swell if you did that. And where can they follow you guys?
You guys, just a reminder, everybody that's in the chat right now, give us a thumbs up. I see 95 of you watching, and there's only 32 thumbs up. So
thumb it up.
Everybody give
thumb
a thumbs
up
right now.
Fonzy that.
Also, my name is Keaton Markey. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey, and I will be at the SAG Awards this weekend, so it should be
whoa,
fun.
Whoa, bala, bala, bala.
Bala. Hey guys, you guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. Check out my blog, catslipstickla.com, and go check out the React series, Star Wars React, on Amber Plaster's YouTube channel.
Happy quinceañera. Somebody said it was their quinceañera, so.
Yeah, may the force be with all of
Feliz.
You guys.
I'll
wrap next time.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.